Welcome back to today's Landley Radio Sports Page. I'm Tyler Crabb, and today we catch up with head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, Joe Steinkamp, following his team's 74-67 loss to the University of Dubuque on Saturday.
Coach Steinkamp, overall, pretty good effort by your guys, but just couldn't quite get shots falling from the outside the way that Dubuque could tonight.
Yeah, that was the story of the game. We came in as one of the best three-point shooting teams in the league, and they kind of came in, not shooting that well from three, and they hit 12 threes at 40% and a lot of late shot clock threes. And on the other end, and they're a great defensive team. They close out so well. But in the first half, 1-10, just kind of dug ourselves a hole, and we just weren't able to get out of it.
And you talk about just the difference in this game, too. I mean, you look at some of the normal stats as well. I mean, rebounding, you guys win by 10 on that category. Points in the paint, you win by 12. So you win in a lot of those areas that you're used to winning. But transition, I felt like, was a big story in this game, 18-11, which doesn't sound like that much of a difference. But when you get a 7-point game, a 7-point difference there in transition, kind of felt like Dubuque maybe just had a little bit of the upper hand there as well.
Yeah, and those points were huge because we did a pretty good job of slowing them down in the half court. I thought Carson Weedy did an excellent job of guarding Jalen McCants, and we did a good job of helping him, and getting it out of his hands. But yeah, those transition points were big, and a lot of them were, fueled by our missed threes and our turnovers. And Dubuque, turns teams over. They had 11 steals against us. They're averaging like 16 steals a game or 13 steals a game or something like that in the conference. So they're really athletic, and they really made us pay when we didn't take care of the ball.
And just kind of looking at some of the individuals, I mean, there was a real concerted effort. Josh Van Gorp came out early in the game, and I think he scored 10 of the first, like, 15 points. It felt like in this contest he finishes with 15 because they made a very concerted effort to take him away. Had some big performances stepping into that role. Keelan Brand didn't necessarily shoot a ton of three-pointers, but did a lot of work in that mid-range with kind of the runner. I also had Carson Weedy and Owen Chipper really step up and play some big parts in this offense today.
Yeah, they did a great job with Josh. They have a good combination of they have size on him, and then they also do a great job of double team him. So a lot of times he had two guys on him, so it was a little bit more difficult than usual to get it into him. I thought Caleb did a nice job during parts of the game to get to some of those runners and floaters like you're talking about, and he also was able to get six assists. So and we just found some other ways to score. I thought, like you said, Carson and Owen played great, on both ends of the floor, good mix of inside and out. Owen another double-double, so he continues to just kind of play a good all-around game. But yeah, just the offense just kind of let us down a little bit today. We're a better offensive team, I think, than we showed. And we got to kind of get back to the basics with some of our passing and post feeding and things like that.
And again, we're talking to Joe Steinkamp, head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, following the loss on Saturday to the University of Dubuque. Just kind of looking forward to what's to come for this team. Thankfully, you don't have to wait all that long to get rid of the taste of this one, right? You get Luther coming to your place, which is always nice when they're coming to you and you're not having to go up to Decorah, right? But getting them in their home, in your home gym, and a chance to bounce back on Wednesday. What are some of the things you guys go about doing on Monday and Tuesday to ensure that you're ready to go on Wednesday to bounce back and get that win against the Norse?
Yeah, they've been in almost every game that they played this year, so we can't be deceived by their record. They do a good job of switching defenses and keeping you off balance. So we'll have to have a good couple days of practice. Next week it'll be good to be playing back at home, after being on the road this week. We just finished a pretty grueling road week. We knew, coming going into this stretch, even before the season, at Co, and then Loris at home, and then these two road games with Wesleyan and Dubuque. That was a really difficult schedule, and so it was nice to get those couple wins against Loris and Nebraska Wesleyan. But we really got to regroup and really go on a run here late as we finish up the conference season, and then get back on track of playing everybody again.
And one final question for you here, too, just kind of talking about what you were just alluding to there, is not only is this a difficult stretch of the season for you guys, but you mentioned it, two road games this week, two long road trips out to Lincoln, Nebraska for that game against Nebraska Wesleyan, and the trip over here to Dubuque. Thankfully, you are in your home gym on Wednesday, but You also have a Luther team coming in that had a bye week here on this Saturday. So they're coming in well-rested with 7 days in between to kind of rest up their bodies. You had a big win at Wesleyan, a game where you were really working hard to try to pull yourself back in there in the contest there late against Dubuque. How do you guys go about getting the bodies recovered well enough, too, after those road trips and a couple of hard-fought games against a well-rested Luther team?
Yeah, we'll be smart. You know, we'll take tomorrow off, and, you know, we'll go hard on Monday, and then Tuesday, the day before game, won't be as hard. So our guys are in great shape. They're used to, you know, this grind, especially, you know, Josh and Caleb. They're the guys that are playing kind of the most minutes right now. So they've done this before. They know how to handle their bodies, and you know, our guys just take things really serious. So they'll get enough for us. They'll be ready to go, and we'll be excited to play in front of our student section. It's been a while. You know, we just got back to class last week and then had to go on the road. So hopefully Kuiper will be rocking, and hopefully we can give him a great game at home.
Once again, that was our post-game conversation with Central College men's basketball coach Joe Steinkamp following his team's 74-67 loss to the University of Dubuque on Saturday on today's Lately Radio Sports page.